Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Heights Educational Group, REBSO. My name is Kaden Behan, your host and volunteer for New Heights Educational Group. Today we have a very special guest, Karina Spangler. Hello, Karina. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. And today we're going to be discussing your people-to-people's history curriculum that you designed yourself. But before we start, we're just going to announce a few upcoming New Heights events for those who are listening. Recognition Day, Pool Party, and Potluck are July 6, 2013, starting at 4 p.m. All families, regardless of school choice, are invited. You are asked to bring a dish and a dessert to share. Please RSVP if you're attending. And for address and directions, please contact us directly. Also, join us for a day of enjoyment, fellowship, and swimming, volunteer, and student awards at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or 419-786-0247, our phone number. This event is tentative if there's inclement weather, of course, and we will meet at a location in Defiance for the potluck. Also, check our websites for updates and call us directly if you have any questions. So now back to our special guest, Karina Spangler. She's been an instructor for New Heights Educational Group since 2006, and she is also a homeschool senior. And so let's just dive right into what is Peoples to Peoples? How did you design this curriculum?
Well, for starters, there's a little bit of a correction to the title that I would like to make. It's called the Peoples Connection Program.
Peoples Connection Program.
Yes. And I designed the program. I actually started out not liking history at all. I mean, my mom had to pull teeth to try and get me to sit down and do that subject. And the main reason why I didn't like it so much, and the main reason why I believe most other students don't like it, is because they don't find it relatable. They don't understand how a person or an event from 200 years ago would have anything to do with them personally and directly. They don't see the point in learning because they can't see a connection or a purpose for learning. And I created it. The initial idea of it came to me when I was about 10 years old, but I didn't really think it was a good idea, so I just jotted it down and stuffed it in a folder, and it wasn't until 3 years later that I came upon it again, and I talked to my mom about it, and she said, "Karina, this is a really, really good idea." So then I started developing it just a little bit more, and I kind of used the New Heights Enrichment Day classes as a guinea pig to try it out, and it worked out great, and I ended up using it for well over a year.
Awesome. So when you say that you didn't like history to begin with, so that inspired you the way that it was taught, you wanted to change, and so that's what inspired you to create this curriculum?
Yes, part of it. Eventually, when I grew up and I realized the light switch kind of went on, and I'm like, hey, history is fun, and it's interesting. So I think a part of it was just the curriculum that I was using. It was kind of boring and not really exciting, and I think the educational system puts more focus on memorizing facts, such as dates, names, and places, rather than imparting to the students the moral of the story. And while it's very good to learn and use these dates, names, and places, I don't think that they should be necessarily the primary focus when learning about history. For instance, which can you see being more helpful, knowing that Pearl Harbor was attacked on December 7th, 1941, or knowing that the attack was Japan's failed attempt to keep the United States Pacific Fleet out of their business? I mean, both of these pieces of information are important and could both be essential in educating on the topic. However, you may know the date, but you don't know the details. You may know that it was December 7th, 1941, but do you know that over 2,000 Americans died? Do you know that it was one of the major reasons of why we entered World War II? And For each generation after generation, we put our kids in school so that we can all learn about the same people who did the same things in the same places. And granted, it's very good for the younger generation to learn from the mistakes of the past so that catastrophes such as World War II never happen again. But there's so much more to history than the habitual political correctness approved aspect to history. And
okay.
Another danger that I kind of see in that is the fact that, you know, most people may know about Martin Luther King Jr., and that's something every kid learns about in February for Black History Month. And while the children may know who he was, maybe even a little bit about what he did, do they know how much it cost him? Because when you tell a student all of this amazing things that this person did, you may inspire this child to pursue a new idea. But by explaining the details of his personal sacrifice, these children grow up believing that passion is easy and that success is a guarantee, and it's not.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly did you mold your curriculum around? What do you teach in your course?
Well, it's primarily history, but it's so much more than that, because it teaches you how to do research, how to find answers, compile evidence and facts, stitch together a paper, write a bibliography, and mainly just to think for yourself. I don't really like tests. I've never been a test taker. I mean, I could write you a 10-page paper on whatever topic you want, but I could never get a perfect score on a test. And that's something else that was taken into consideration when making this curriculum, is that there is other ways for you to prove your work, whether through assignments or through quizzes, which will be after you learn about a certain person. And as an example, if you're interested in activism, this curriculum molds to your own personal interests. So if you're interested in activism, then one of the people you may study is a woman named Elizabeth Prochorich, who was a pioneer in human rights activism in Alaska for the Alaska Natives. And an assignment you may do would be to create a Venn diagram comparing and contrasting the Alaskan civil rights movement and the civil rights movement in the South. And on your quiz, one of the questions may be something like, how many years did Elizabeth fight for Alaskan Native equality? Or what would you do differently if you were Elizabeth? And so setting up the program in this particular way with quizzes and assignments rather than tests, it keeps history from feeling overwhelming. And it's presenting it in a way that already appeals to the interest of the student. And it's almost like it doesn't feel like it's work, but they are still working.
Okay. All right. So you say that you created this curriculum now, and so when you started originally, you had taught classes in person at New Heights in the past?
Yes.
And so now it's online, right?
We're going to be hopefully putting it online if we get enough people interested, yes.
Okay. So, what was your experience with working with the students when you first started? Were you nervous? Were you unsure of how to necessarily go about teaching? Because I'm sure at the time you were also a student, obviously, and, you know, I can just imagine that it might be a little overwhelming for a student who has to take in not only learning their classes, but learning how to teach. So how did you handle that challenge?
Well, yes, I was definitely nervous. And unsure because it's a brand new idea. I hadn't talked to anybody else about it except for my mom and Pam, of course. And I, as far as teaching goes, I am the oldest of four children, so I have three younger siblings. And I wasn't really nervous about the teaching part or insecure about that. I've helped teach my siblings. I've taught myself for several years. So that wasn't really the problem or the issue. It was just sitting down and figuring out what are these other students interested in and trying to find something that's kind of mutual and creating the lessons. That was probably the hardest part in the very beginning because I still wasn't sure what exactly I wanted this program to be.
Mm-hmm. So when you started working with people in these classes or for your ideas in the future to hopefully have more people join the class, what ages do you intend to have to teach in the classes?
When I was working with New Heights, it was, I think the youngest person was in about fifth, sixth grade, and we had all the way up to, I think, a sophomore or junior in high school. But for the online classes, preferably 5th to 12th grade, but I don't want to limit it to that because this is a program that can be done for not just children, but like college students or other adults too, because this is a learning program and you never stop learning.
Mm-hmm. So what is the length of this class necessarily? For example, some classes I know run for a semester or a marking period. Do you set it up that way or is it just kind of
Yes, it'll be for a semester. It'll be every 3 months, 3 month interval.
Mm-hmm. And what are these 3 months? It starts in September?
Yes.
Okay. And I understand that there's a fee for the classes. How much is it for a per student?
A per student is $40. And for families who have multiple students who might want to do this program, it would be $40 for the first student and then $25 for every student after.
Okay, awesome. So you said that, I apologize on the probably mixing up the history of this program and when you created it, but you said that you're trying to launch the program now or you've already had success launching the program in the past?
Well, I think when doing it with New Heights, it was quite the success. So I hope that, you know, it'll continue as one when we actually transfer it to online.
Okay, so and you're going to transfer it online through New Heights online courses, or are you going to structure your own way to do it online?
For right now, through New Heights.
Okay, awesome. Oh, that sounds really exciting. So you're getting ready for the next semester then, the next 3 months, I guess, in September. Have you already had a class so far online?
No, not as of yet. We're still waiting for some people to say that they're interested, and once we get them signed up, we'll start creating it based on what their interests are.
Mm-hmm. And can you describe a little bit, definitely for me, and I know maybe some of our audience doesn't really know, but how do you structure the online classes a little bit differently? How are you able to teach through the online resources? Is it video, or you have recorded class sessions? What's the structure of it?
We would be meeting twice a month, and the first meeting obviously would be online, probably through GoToMeeting, and we would just get to know each other and discuss the program a little bit more. And the way we would have it set up is that after the initial meeting, every other meeting would continue to be online through GoToMeeting, and the ones that are going to be online will be discussing the characters that you have studied the week before.
Mm-hmm.
So the weeks opposite, where you will not be meeting online, you will have assignments of people to learn about and research, and you will be probably emailed a list of different resources and kind of pointing you in the right direction of how to go and find your information on your people and how to fulfill your assignment, whatever that might be. And then the next meeting we would have online, we would just discuss what did you learn about this person and what was your assignment and how did you answer that. And then we also have, I would encourage students to keep a journal for themselves. And in the journal, they could answer the questions that we would have in the meeting, like, what was your favorite part about this character? Or what did you find most interesting? What did you find least interesting? If it's the character coming from the Holocaust, maybe even ask a question like, can you explain how you may feel standing at the gate of Auschwitz? So just different things like that to try and get the student engaged, not just physically doing the work, but also emotionally and psychologically and fully mentally engaged.
Okay, and so let's see, these classes that you have, so you say you're going to meet 2 times a month, and it's going to be, what time do the students meet?
As of right now, it will be set up for the first and third Monday of every month from 1 to 2 p.m.
Okay, Awesome. Well, I'm really excited for your program. It sounds really amazing what you were able to do with your time, even as a student. Like, I know that I'm always busy too, and so it's just really inspirational and amazing to hear what you've been able to do. And so I'd actually like to talk a little bit more about you yourself at this point, because we do have a lot of time left, and I think it's important to learn about, you know, Karina behind this amazing program that you've created. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with New Heights and how your family came in contact with New Heights?
Well, my mom and Pam met years and years and years ago, before New Heights was even made, and they kind of started the program together. My mom is Maggie Spangler, and she's the vice president of the program, so we've been in it since the very beginning, since before the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And are you also, I think I saw your name when I was doing the yearbook, are you part of the youth advisory group, right, or the student advisory group?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so when your mom met Pamela, how old were you relatively?
I was young. I don't remember exactly.
Oh, okay, because I was just wondering, because I know that you've gotten so involved with New Heights for a long time. So I was just curious to see, like, how you're inspired to get so involved and to volunteer and to really be an active member of the organization that has obviously really helped them in a number of ways. And so your program obviously is in history. Did you find that, is this like a passion of yours? Is this history a passion of yours, something that you want to pursue in college, or do you have other interests?
Well, I definitely love history, and what I want to pursue in college and afterward is government, and there's a lot of history in government, so I think that kind of goes hand in hand, and I think that having this love of history and this desire to constantly wanting to learn more about it is helpful when it comes to going into government, because when you know what's happened before, you can kind of see what's going to happen next. History always repeats itself.
Mm-hmm. And so, again, with a lot of the volunteers that we bring on the show, I always find that it's really beneficial when you share your advice or your experience with what you've gone through to set up programs or to volunteer and things like that, because I know a lot of people my age, we want to find something that we can do that's meaningful to us, that's important to us, and sometimes we're not necessarily sure how to, or we don't have that backing by our parents or school teachers or whatever. So I was just wondering if you could share with the audience what you would do maybe differently, or what are the things you've done that you're really happy that you did when it came to creating this program, or just volunteering in general. That I think that would be really, really helpful to those who are also in similar positions wanting to do amazing things like you've done.
Well, thank you. I had helped out with the Student Advisory Board for a while, and I still am, and therefore a couple years I was the newsletter editor for New Heights, but that was just a little too much on my plate at the time, so I stopped doing that. And then when it came to this program, I got the idea and I wanted to try it out because I didn't think, I couldn't see how good it was going to be until I actually tried it on students. And so I talked to Pam and we ended up doing it for the enrichment days. And it was very, very beneficial. And I could see that, bringing in different characters from soldiers to musicians, just this broad array of different characters, and it really did match the individual interests of all the students. And just seeing them really loving history coming alive. And something that I did differently that I haven't mentioned yet is that there were a couple people who we did study about that I ended up going and finding and contacting. And we actually called and had interviews with them, one of which was a woman named Lindy Chamberlain she lives in New Zealand now, but she was from Australia. And her baby daughter was taken and eaten by a dingo, and it turned into this international lawsuit that just took the world by storm, and she was accused of murder, her husband, an accomplice, and they were eventually proven innocent, but It was just a long fiasco. It took years and years and years. And so we studied her story, and then I called, or I emailed her husband, and she ended up calling, and we interviewed her. We interviewed a basketball coach from Oklahoma who was kind of a pioneer in girls' basketball back in the 60s, and all that he had to put up with sexism and small-town politics. And so it was really neat to bring that extra level of it was a lot of fun seeing, you know, history coming to life and actually being able to talk to the people who did go through this and did live through these things. And it just added an extra amount of special.
Yeah. Awesome. So I know that as we've obviously talked about, that you've been very involved in New Heights. Have you explored any other areas of interest in volunteering or working that you've really enjoyed?
Other than New Heights, you mean?
Yeah, like any other volunteer interests that you've had or experiences working with nonprofit organizations and things like that.
Well, no other nonprofit organizations. New Heights has been the only nonprofit that I've worked for, but I have played the Highland Bagpipes for about 9 years, and I volunteer at nursing homes to play for certain holidays or any special events that they may have, mainly around Christmas time and Veterans Day. And I do a lot of work with the local police and fire departments and DSWs, and yeah, they're all my buddies.
Awesome. So I think the reason why I ask is I think that by asking, you know, and learning about what other people have done, other places people have volunteered, I think that it gives people a lot of ideas for themselves of where they can, you know, find interesting things to do and places to volunteer. So I didn't mean to catch you off guard with that question. I just thought it would be interesting to note, you know, if you had other interests in other things that you've done. Obviously, you do. So, So, also, it looks like we have a little bit of time, but I think that we've pretty much covered most of everything that you wanted to get out here, out to the audience. Is there anything in summary that you'd just like to say to the audience about your program or about New Heights in general? You know, you can feel free to do that and definitely recap on the information people need to know in order to sign up for your classes, because I'm hoping we can get a lot of people from the audience to sign up. That would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be great. As I stated in the beginning, one of the more dominant reasons as to why students dislike history is because they don't find it relatable. People of my generation and the younger have grown up with technology pounding on their doors, demanding their attention. And while Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, etc., all have the impression of connection and socialization, it's not personal. It's not emotionally engaging. And many students nowadays do not know how to express emotion or handle it very well when it's expressed to them. They are disconnected from relationship by believing that relationships are cyber. And if children can't build and have a healthy and emotionally intimate relationship with those who are alive and with them, then how are they going to be able to develop an accurate understanding for and an appreciative attitude for those who spent their whole lives creating the conveniences and the leisures that they now take for granted? And so while the People's Connection Program may not have tests, but assignments and quizzes, they will contain projects and questions that force the students to put themselves into the shoes of whom they study by asking the students to reenact the Perils of Indifference speech by L.I. Wiesel, or asking questions like how would you feel walking into Auschwitz? You are forcing the student to psychologically, mentally, and emotionally put themselves into a position that they have never been in before, to discover uncharted territory within their own imaginations, morality, conscience, and humanity, and you're forcing them to relate, because true leaders have empathy and not emoticons. So the People's Connection Program's main purpose and goal is to raise up a generation of free thinkers, dedicated people, active citizens, relatable individuals, and emotionally intimate leaders who know the past and have learned for it and learned from it, and who understand that history does repeat itself. And as far as signing up for the program, I guess you could just go to New Heights. Like I said, it's not exactly established as an online class as of yet. We're still waiting to see just how many people are interested, but I'm sure that you could email New Heights and let us know if you are interested. That would definitely help us in determining how and when to go about fully establishing this as an online course.
All right. Well, I wish you so much luck, Karina. I think it's amazing what you've been able to do in such a short amount of time, especially with all the other responsibilities that you have. And so thank you again for being on the radio show with us. I wish you luck with your program, and I hope to have you on again for something else so we can maybe do an update on how your program's going. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Awesome, bye, thank you. Okay, so once again, a big thanks to Karina Spangler for being on with us today. You can check out New Heights Education at yahoo.com to email them if you're interested in the program, which I really, really encourage students to do if they're interested in history. This program sounds really amazing, and I think that it's a wonderful opportunity. You can also contact New Heights Educational Group at our phone number, 419-786-0247. We'll also see you back here next Saturday with our discussion on how you can get involved with your community and why you should get involved with your community. Again, we have some events coming up. Those will be posted on the website as well. Recognition Day, Pool Party, and Potluck, July 6th at 4 p.m. Weather, hopefully, is amicable. And also, finally, if you are interested in being on our show or being a teacher or tutor, please contact us for more information. newheightseducation@yahoo.com, again, 419-786-0247, or visit our website at www.newheightseducation.org. Thank you very much for listening, and don't feel hesitant to call us at any time if you have anything to contribute to our conversation during our radio show. We'd love to have you. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.